Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Gina and Jessica from Community Insurance Partners. Welcome, Gina. Welcome, Jessica.
It's an honor to be here.
Well, it's always an honor to have you. You guys have another campaign coming up. You guys are always doing something great for the community. Tell us about your latest campaign.
Well, it's a good thing there's not a speed limit, right, for Jess and I, because yes. We're always going 150 miles per hour.
At least, yes.
So when we dial down a campaign, we really make sure that it's going to make an impact. Mm-hmm. And last year, we did the first ever in Kosciuszko County Woman Business of the Year in honor of International Women's Day. And the community voted on who they felt should be the Woman Business of the Year, and the nominations were powerful, and they ignited an energy in us, I think, that was so impactful we wanted to do it again.
Yeah.
So this year, we're going to champion the second annual Woman Business of the Year for Kosciuszko County.
Gosh, I can't believe it's been a year since we talked about it. Yeah, so what are the specifics of it? How do people get involved? How do they nominate people? How does this whole process work?
Yeah, so on all of our social media platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook, and our company website, we're going to have a link where you can, the community can go, click, and nominate who they feel is their Women Business of the Year. Mm-hmm. Now, they have the option to do it anonymously, or they can submit who is nominating their, you know, Women Business of the Year. We also will be making a decision as a team collectively. So we will read through every nomination and try to make the tough decision of who we feel is going to be the winner for Women Business of 2025.
That'd be really hard. How many, like, for example, how many nominations did you have like last year? Remember?
I would say we had easily over 30 nominations last year that we had to cipher through. Yes.
Right. That's great. You know, we don't live to be mediocre. we try to raise the bar, and there's over 300 women business owners in Kosciuszko County. Big or small, nominate them all. And
I like that. Big or small, nominate them all.
You know, so last year we got a sliver of the women businesses who are making an impact professionally and personally. Mm-hmm. And we would love to have over 50 nominations. Mm-hmm. This year. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I'm gonna have an impulsive reaction right now.
Okay.
We, whoever is selected as Woman Business of the Year, they are going to make a nomination or a donation in their name to a local nonprofit for $1,000.
Oh my goodness, Gina. Holy
yes.
cow. And you just thought that on the spur of the moment?
No, not that.
Okay.
Now there's more. But because Jess and I, really feel strongly about this campaign. I think, Jess, if we get over 50 nominations, we'll allow the donation to be $1,500.
I like that. I think that's
Let's
a great.
Let's do it.
You heard it here on this
one.
You heard it here first.
Yes, breaking news. Breaking yes. News.
And also, you can, if you made a nomination last year and were not picked, our Women of the Year last year was Dr. Emily Watson.
Oh, sure.
But you can certainly nominate again this year. It does not, you know, leave you out of the runnings mm-hmm. to have your candidate potentially picked.
Fantastic. Now tell us a little bit about Community Insurance Partners too. I don't want to leave that out.
Yes. So we are a local business that features, personal, commercial, and group health options for our community members. Mm-hmm. We all live, work, and play in this community, and you know, we could not do what we do without the help of the individual team members, you know, clients, not clients, community members, you know, without their support. Mm-hmm. And so we thrive and want to give back to our community by campaigns such as this, you know, highlighting all the different qualities that an individual may have. You know, mm-hmm. Women Business of the Year, they may own the business and run the business, but that individual is wearing so many different hats. And when you hear and read these nominations, a lot of these people are making such positive impacts in the community without any acknowledgement, doing it
sure.
for the good. And so we really want to focus and highlight on all the different qualities that everyone in our community has.
There's a lot of unsung heroes.
Absolutely.
And you guys also. So I think somebody should nominate you guys. You guys are so entertaining.
Oh, goodness. No. But, you know.
You are making a big difference.
You make a point in that aspect that a lot of people don't recognize the gifts that they share with the world. And you can never give somebody too many compliments, in my opinion. Right. I mean, my opinion, when have you ever heard someone say, I received too many compliments today, or
exactly.
Stop complimenting me? Like,
exactly.
No. So to your point of nominating yourself, we're not going to do that. However, this is an empowering exercise, and it's not just important for people to nominate other people, but really for the women small business owners right now to just pause, take a breath, and really think about the impact mm-hmm. they're making mm-hmm. and understand that their purpose and their passion is having a ripple effect on families in the community, their team members, and just really pat yourself on the back for being brave, because it's not easy.
Right.
Being brave and being authentic to yourself, right?
Right.
Haters gonna hate, but
<That's> right.
You know, people who hate are never doing more than you. So point being, yeah. Like, if you're a woman business owner, really take the time to appreciate who you are as a person.
Exactly.
And own who you are and be brave enough to share those gifts.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, Gina, the people that are making the biggest impact are also very, very humble.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
so please, if you're listening, you can nominate yourself anonymously because you know better than anybody
mm-hmm.
what
Absolutely.
You're doing. And if you're doing something and, you know, nobody sees it, so you might not get nominated, but please feel free to nominate yourself because you're worth it.
And if you feel bashful, you know what? That's okay. But if you're selected, you know, you can make a donation in your name to a local nonprofit.
That's
so.
Right.
It's not just something that you're doing because you're self-centered.
That's right. So you're selfish if you don't nominate for your nonprofit. Gets the money.
Our perspective.
We will be
so
announcing
amazing.
The winner on ABC at their 7:40 viewing on Friday, March 7th.
On television?
On television.
Oh, my goodness.
Live.
Yes. You're
guys are big time. So it's a huge... honor to announce it to, you know, Michiana, Kosciuszko County. It'll be broadcasted, yeah. Your business and the difference you make in our community to several thousand viewers.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Or
no, it's our pleasure. We just really appreciate the support, and everybody get out and make their nomination, and I'll tagline what you liked. Big, small, nominate them all, right? We don't care if you're a startup. We don't care if you've been doing business for 20 years, if you have 2 employees, 50 employees, make that nomination.
Thank you both so much. This is something that you definitely don't have to do, but I can tell you're passionate about it. And thank you for all you do. And thanks for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. We love working with you guys.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, this is Scott Whiting with Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of Biz Buzz. Today, I'm up at the Owl's Nest with Beth Darlington. Welcome, Beth.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You guys always have fun events up here at the Owl's Nest. And we just had not long ago, you had your Galentine's Day event.
Yeah.
That was great. And now you've got a country music star coming.
Yes, yes. We're going to dip our foot in the country world here. And exactly. Yeah. So on Saturday, March the 15th, we are going to have an intimate night with Jason Michael Carroll at the Owl's Nest.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, we're going to have some opportunities for different types of experiences. We'll have a $30 general admission ticket.
Only $30?
That's only $30. Awesome. And that'll include appetizers as well. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you'll come in maybe an hour before. We'll have the doors opening at 7:30. And the show will start at 8:30, so you can come, you can pick your seat, and you can enjoy some appetizers. We'll have a cash bar. And, and then he'll start playing around 8:30.
And if you've never had Beth's or the Owl's Nest or Dragonfly.
yeah.
But if you've never had her appetizers there, come amazing.
Thank you. Yeah.
So how do you go about getting tickets for this?
So actually, you can reach out to us on our Facebook or Instagram pages. We have a link directly right there that'll send you to Eventbrite, and you can purchase your ticket right there.
That's the Owl's Nest.
It is at the Owl's Nest. Yes. Okay. We'll probably share it on the Sleepy Owl page as well.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely the Instagram and Facebook pages for the Owl's Nest.
Uh-huh.
There'll also be on there a limited available of opportunities for a VIP reserve table.
Mm-hmm.
We've already sold one. So we have four left. There'll be little four top tables with a complimentary cocktail from us. And then you'll also have access to a cocktail server for the evening. So you can sit right up front.
Oh, wow.
Listen to Jason Michael Carroll sing all of his great songs and not have to get up and get yourself an adult beverage if you'd like.
There you go.
And speaking of adult, it is an 18 and over show.
Okay.
So that's important probably to note. So if you're 18 or older and you want to come out and see Jason Michael Carroll, he'll be doing some meet and greets afterward.
Yep.
We hope that he'll have some time to mingle around and maybe take some selfies and just answer a couple questions or whatever. So yeah, we're excited to have him.
Well, it's excited for him to come to a event space like the Owl's Nest, because this will be very intimate. I mean, there's not a bad seat in the house.
Yes, actually everyone will have a great view of him. He'll be right up in the front. It'll just be him and his guitar, and he's going to tell us the stories behind the songs and, you know, what kind of led him to sing those or write those. And I think it'll be a really cool night.
All right. Well, people get the Owl's Nest Facebook site and sign up as soon as possible, because I bet tickets will go fast.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of Biz Buzz. Today I'm with Blue Skies Renovation. I'm here with Christian and Taylor. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Scott.
Welcome. Thanks for having
us. Good to be
us.
Here.
Yeah.
You guys are so much fun. First of all, tell us about Blue Skies Renovation.
Well, Blue Skies, we've been around for almost 3 years now. We're still striving to do better at what we do and serve anybody from small jobs to big jobs.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times people think you have to have a whole, you know, whole addition added onto your house or something. But I know in my experience, there's a million things. Like I said, like I just told you, I got an ice maker that's been not working for like 2 months. I'll get to that. You do the honeydew type of jobs too, the smaller jobs.
Oh, we sure do. There's almost nothing we can't figure out, and we love coming up with creative solutions to some difficult situations.
Well, that's fantastic, because like any of us, we have a list a mile long that is a someday list. And Taylor, you came up with kind of an innovative way to have a fun giveaway coming up. Tell us about it.
I did. Since March is our 3-year anniversary for Blue Skies, as well as when our two daughters were both born, I decided that we should do a giveaway to help promote things and to also get people involved and want to enjoy the outdoors. So we did a outdoor basket.
Yes. Tell us what's in it.
It is a fire pit basket. So, and it has a couple of blankets that are mosquito repellent, which we'd never seen before, but we thought that was another fun thing to add in.
Yeah.
And a whole s'mores kit with some skewers that light up that we thought the kids would love, as well as a couple Blue Skies coffee mugs and some coffee that helps the Warsaw band with their fundraiser that they have going on as well. So we're looking to give that whole set away in March sometime. All you have to do is find us on Facebook, Blue Skies Renovations, and find our Facebook page, like it, and share it. And yeah, we will, if you have already used us in the past, a bonus is if you go to our Google and write a review there, we will add your name a second time for the drawing, which we will do live.
Yeah, and we just shot a video, so if you go to either Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce Facebook site or Blue Skies Renovation Facebook site, you'll see it there. But it's really cool, and like the Hershey's skewers that light up,
yes.
That is so cool. In fact, we've got them on display here at our Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce offices, so if you'd like to come in and check them out, then like Taylor said, visit their Facebook site, sign up. Is there anything else you'd like the community to know about Blue Skies Renovation? What did you say? You guys are the who of?
We have been called the Chip and Joanna Gaines of at least Atwood, I suppose. being that where we're located, it is a small town. Most people know of Atwood. We really have a heart for the community. We're involved at the community building as well as a local Lions Club, and we love to be able to serve.
Oh, I like it. All right. Well, please, thank you for joining us today. And please reach out to Tristan, Christian, and Taylor.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Yep. Thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.